We can't get rid of him! Exclamation point. That was the message on lawn signs created by longtime Ingham County Commissioner Mark Grebner in his bid last week to rejoin the board after a three-year hiatus. Apparently, the message resonated with voters. The East Lansing Democrat returns to the board in January after outpolling his competitor by a nearly 7-3 margin. Altogether, Mark Grebner has already served 32 years as an Ingham County Commissioner. Here to talk about his return and county business he thinks needs addressing and what he thinks of the presidential election results, we welcome back Mark Grebner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does this feel? Is this like going back to school after a summer vacation, or I mean, how does this feel exactly to know you're heading back to the board?
I feel like I'm 64 and I'm not young anymore, and this I've just decided that other people have bigger ambitions or have retirement plans, and I plan to just serve as long as I can. Maybe I'll die in office. This is the end, you know?
Yeah. Yesterday, I asked you about what you'd like to prioritize when you return, what you think the county's main business should be. And the first thing you mentioned was updating its ethics policy. Why is that important to you?
Well, I wrote the ethics policy for the county 20 years ago, and it's done reasonably well. But events occur, things like the Stuart Dunnings debacle, and it illuminates gaps and misstatements and weaknesses. And this last 10 or 20 years I'm going to serve on the board, or I intend to serve, assuming the voters will put up with me that long, I plan to devote myself largely to institutional improvements, you know, putting the county on a sound footing. That didn't make any sense.
Found footing, yes.
But to, you know, build the institutional basis necessary to keep the county in, you know, going forward steadily and stably. So ethics policy is one part of that, to try to keep us out of scandals and to try to prevent the sort of turmoil that ethical problems cause.
Is that a lot more feasible after the Dunning scandal now? I mean, do you think you might have a consensus for moving forward on that maybe you didn't have 3 years ago?
No, what I've found is that if you propose something and you put the word ethics policy on the front page, people might try to sabotage it in private. But if you ever have a public vote, it's always unanimous. It's very hard to get people to line up and vote against an ethics policy. So I could probably run just about anything I want through. Dunning's disaster will help sharpen it in people's minds to make it clear, you know, why we're doing some of the things, but I don't think that it really changes the votes on the board.
Second, you want action on county trails after the passage of the trails millage. You're not seeing enough action there?
I've seen a lot of wheel spinning and a lot of meetings. We've now gone 2 years since the passage of that millage. We've collected over $7 million, and so far one project is done and one project is well underway, and no other part of the trails have been touched. I mean, contracts been let and so forth, but they've actually missed two construction seasons without making much progress. I just think that there isn't a sense on the board's part that, as I keep saying, the Manhattan Project from beginning to end was 4 years, and they've gone half as long as it took to build the atomic bomb already.
Have you spoken with voters about these two issues that we've talked about so far in the run-up to the vote?
I've talked to several voters, and they all look very bored. They all just wave me on. Yeah, you do that. I think I'm given carte blanche. I think whatever I want to do is what my voters want me to do.
Well, you won by a nearly 7-3 margin.
Part of the trick there is that my Republican opponent was very courteous and dodged all requests for interviews, didn't put out any literature, didn't raise any money. And in fact, I never talked to him until 2 days after the election. No one could actually track him down. He was out of town, it turned out. So it made it somewhat less of an accomplishment.
What role did you play in passing? Reset the timeline here for us and clarify. Were you on the board when the trails millage was passed, or had you left by then?
I had left, but I proposed it, and I wrote the language that appeared on the ballot with just a couple of minor edits, and I strategized the campaign for it. So I kind of think it's my responsibility. But I was not on the board. I had no legal connection to it at the time it was placed in the ballot and approved.
Why are you a supporter of the Trails Initiative?
Well, there are two different reasons. You can look at it two different ways. One is we have a wonderful collection of trails in this county which don't connect to each other, and which, you know, Mason has a wonderful set of trails that you can drive to and then walk, and then you can drive home again. Delhi has a nice set of trails which don't really connect into Lansing very well, and so on. We have all over the place. We have a very nice system, except that it isn't a system. It's just individual segments. So connecting them and getting them all upgraded and in good shape, particularly the river trail, which is sort of a crown jewel of Lansing area, except it's a crown jewel that now is pretty badly tarnished and in need of polishing. So that's one piece. But the other piece is that the county is desperately short of money just because the way the state government runs local units of government, cutting them constantly and never taking away their responsibilities. And so breaking off a responsibility of county government, giving it its own millage, frees the county budget up somewhat. And then we take some area of the county where we're not doing a good job, provided its own millage. The voters always support us on those. And then we do a better job in that area, and it frees us up to concentrate on the remaining. So we've actually done that about eight times. Things like the library system, the zoo, juvenile justice, 911, public transportation, all those used to be part of the general fund of the county, and we've broken them all off one at a time over the last 20 years and set them up in their own millages.
Would you be an advocate of another millage to help address this financial shortfall?
Well, we're going to have to replace the jail, and there's no way that the county can replace the jail within its current financial wherewithal. And the jail is simply becoming an obsolete hulk of a building. And I would say 2 years or 4 years from now, we're going to have to put something on the ballot, I think, in order to finance the construction of a new jail. Nobody's ever for a new jail, but we're going to have to do it anyway.
We're talking with Mark Grebner, who returns to the Ingham County Board of Commissioners in 2017 and says he would just as soon spend the rest of his life serving. Did I hear you right? I mean, that's kind of what you implied a minute ago.
Unless my health turns bad or unless somebody appoints me to something really wonderful, I think I'm just going to run for re-election until I fall over.
Why so much enthusiasm? I mean, you are 64 years old. Why not kick back? Why didn't you make your hiatus longer?
Because I lack imagination. because once I get...
I saw your lawn signs. You don't lack imagination.
I have a tendency to lock on to things and try to become an expert at them. And I still don't quite understand county government. So I just feel like... Like if I spend another 10 or 20 years working on it, I will eventually figure it out.
Did your break from the board clear your head in some way that was constructive, or did it enable you to rethink the county's issues in some way? I mean, a lot of times, a change will do you good. You were gone for a few years. Did that help?
I think so. What I find myself thinking now, I was kind of proud of county government when I was in it, and now I look back on it, and it seems to me that I see more weaknesses and gaps and lapses. And I think without that sense, I wouldn't have as clear a sense of what to do next. The Stuart Dunnings thing was just awful, and I just wouldn't have imagined that. The sheriff's handling of evidence, which I had no clue of while I was on the board. But allowing all the evidence to be destroyed just because of bad malmanagement, mismanagement, and then not informing the prosecutor or the courts that the evidence had basically disappeared, they no longer could produce it, that I'm just appalled by that. And I would never have expected that 5 years ago. And so now I come into this, and I guess I'm a little bit more jaundiced than I was.
That's hard to imagine. How do you feel about, I mean, you will be starting when the county will be lining up a new sheriff and a new prosecutor. How do you feel about those two folks?
So far, just great. I encouraged Carol Seaman to run for prosecutor beginning 5 years ago, long before this election or even before the previous election. So I've been a Carol Seaman supporter before she was willing to run. And I hear good things about the new sheriff. I don't know him very well, but I hear good things about him. The proof is of the pudding is in the eating, and we'll find out how they do once they actually get there.
In the time we have left, I'll let you hold forth on the forthcoming Trump administration. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you have to divide my thoughts into two categories. On a policy basis, the Democrats have no veto, no control, no input. Nobody cares what we think. And we're just going to watch one disaster after another from our perspective, because there's absolutely no check, either at the state or the national level. The Republicans control the courts, both houses of both legislature, the state and the federal legislature, and both chief executives. And they're going to do whatever they want. And what they're going to do is they're going to unravel years and years of programs. So I just put that aside. That's nothing I can do anything about. Politics, I understand. I'm a political consultant by trade. And the people are going to be really tired of Donald Trump in 2 years, and especially in 4 years. And there are going to be tremendous opportunities for Democrats. Now, this will be opportunities to pick through the rubble and steal, scavenge for valuables. There'll just be a disaster. But nothing can be blamed on the Democrats. Nobody can even bribe us, because why would anybody bribe a Democrat at this point? So the public will become convinced that the Democratic Party, the Obama administration, and so forth, were all halcyon days. And everything that Donald Trump is, which is a lot of things, will become more and more obnoxious to the public over time. Anyway, I just think that there are real opportunities.
We're just about out of time. Do you think he could be a one-term president?
If I were betting, I would bet he'll be a one-term president. I think he'll probably end up with a Republican nomination again, because the Republican Party has lashed themselves to him. But I just can't imagine that his popularity will be above 15% favorable in 2020.
Mark Grebner returns to the Ingham County Board of Commissioners the first of the year. He was elected to that position again last week. Mark Grebner, thanks for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you.